Anyway, so the moment of death then can serve a certain function. Because unless you transcend the fear of physical death, unless you're willing to die for what you spiritually believe in, you're limited. The minute you die for what you believe in, you jump way up there. That's why the kamikaze pilot calibrates high. We all admired him. We still do. Because that was World War II. If I meet a former kamikaze pilot, I feel quite honored. We bow to each other. We both did what we did for a higher purpose, huh? Loyalty to the country, loyalty to God, etc. So the exact moment of death, then, how you choose to do it. Most people, what they do, they make it subserve some karmic purpose. Those who are smart get some payoff out of it, seeing as you're going to have to go through it anyway. All right. I don't want people worrying about dying. The moment of death, we have permission to ask this in front of this audience, O Lord. The exact moment of death is karmically determined at the very moment you're born. That's a fact. We've confirmed that over and over, thousands of times. So the exact moment of death, not the how, but the when, is already set. Consequently, you don't have to worry about death. It's already handled. You don't have to worry about living, because if it's karmically set that you're going to die then, somehow you have to live to get there, don't you? If you're not going to die till 63, there's no point of getting worried about running over at 62 because you ain't leaving here till 63. People worry about all kinds of health things and all, you know, and I tell you, you know, you're subject to what you hold in mind. If you want to believe that, it's all right. Make yourself sick with all kinds of negative beliefs. And there's a whole industry of, you know, health terrorism. And they thrive on it, and they get sort of a secret, vicious satisfaction out of watching you squirm with fear, you know what I'm saying? Programming you. So, but I'll tell you, you're not going to live any longer. So you might as well live your life and quit worrying about it. All right, so the levels of consciousness then, we found what I thought was false from true turned out not to be that. It turned out that consciousness, which controls the energy field of the aura and radiates down through the acupuncture system, it's a very fast energy. If something is true, your arm goes strong instantly. It's a very fast response. Don't stand there and keep pushing on it for 5 minutes, because you'll see when we do it. It's very fast. In the presence of truth, you can feel the energy of truth strengthen, flow down your arm. After you've done what we've done many times, you almost know the answer because you feel the energy of the answer coming down your arm. If it's not true, in the presence of falsehood, what the world calls falsehood, in the absence of truth, the arm will go weak. It's impersonal. It's a protoplasmic response, you might say. Life recognizes that which is friendly to it. Now,